CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flash-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. If you're listening to the show in Florida, or Pennsylvania, or Oklahoma, or Colorado, or Texas, then I envy you. Because if you're like me and you carry a gun on a daily basis, you can make a phone call and join my guests. Joining me again from Texas Law Shield, I once again are privileged to have Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm just trying to cope. Is Edwin with you this morning?
He is. He'll be here in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Just a second.
Okay.
Yep.
So, what is new? What have you guys had to do in the last week at Texas Law Shield with all of this? Did you see the thing in Missouri where they had an open carry event and they arrested them all?
No, I did not see that. What happened?
I haven't gotten a whole lot of facts. On it, I just saw there had been an open carry event. They just showed up and took them all down.
Well, I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not.
Now, I don't know if open carry is legal in Missouri or not. But
off my head, I do not know either.
Have there been any recent open carry? I haven't read about them. I'm pretty sure that Come and Take It from Texas hasn't given up on their goals or anything. So I mean,
in fact, the Come and Take It group Texas, especially the Austin chapter, has been very, very active with South by Southwest. You know, the music and film festival going on, and they've had some very large marches through the heart of the downtown Austin. All of them have gone off without a hitch. Nobody's been arrested. And in fact, of course there was a tragedy in Austin last week with the guy who ran through the crowd and killed two people in his car. He was a drunk driver. He was in a stolen car trying to escape the police.
Yeah, I actually was going to characterize that as a spree shooting, and then say, oh, wait a minute, it was a car.
No, that's correct.
A weaponized car.
Yeah, but you can see that is sort of the juxtaposition.
Right.
That, there were hundreds of people openly carrying rifles and black powder pistols, and nobody got arrested, nobody got hurt, unfortunately, a couple of dozen people were injured, and unfortunately, two of them were killed by some random crazy person, which goes to show you that it's not really the instrumentality, it's the crazy person. It's behavior that people need to be aware of, not whatever instrumentality they use.
It seems sort of odd that that went off without a hitch in Austin.
Well, it did, because there were the Come and Take It people in Austin apparently are very conscientious, and they went to the police department, They didn't go to the Capitol, which is where we've had trouble in the past with the Capitol DPS police. So actually the Austin PD has been somewhat, the Austin PD actually has been somewhat accommodating of the open carry stuff. They got kind of a little tweaked a couple of years ago whenever they were dealing with the Occupy people. And I think that made them a little more aware of people's rights to engage in protests.
The amongst the biggest problem with open carry in Texas is, however, local law enforcement wants it to go, isn't it?
Well, it's the unfortunate wording of one of our disorderly conduct statutes. If it were not for that statute, the open carry people would have no trouble whatsoever.
I think Utah just passed a law saying that carrying a gun in the open is not disorderly conduct. Is that necessary in Texas?
That would be fantastic. Unfortunately, we're not going to meet again until January of next year. So until then, until then, we're still going to live under the threat of being called disorderly conduct for anybody who's open carrying a rifle or a black powder pistol.
Right. Black powder pistol. Aren't those the black powder pistols? Aren't those the type of revolvers that Clint Eastwood carries in The Outlaw Josie Wales?
Yes, and in fact, Texas is very specific. The federal law says that black powder firearms are exempted from the definition of firearms. So all it has to do is, use a black powder or black powder substance in order to be disclassified as a firearm under federal law. Texas is more strict. Texas says not only does it have to only use black powder, it can't be convertible to shoot cartridge ammunition, and it has to be a replica of a firearm that was in production prior to 1899. So, like I said, if you have a black powder example of a modern firearm, that doesn't even meet the Texas exemption, and they can still get you for carrying a firearm.
What if I load my bullets with black powder? Would that get me an exemption? Probably not.
No.
Unless I had a Glock that was made prior to 1899?
Well, unless you had a replica of a Glock, which, of course, don't exist. So.
Right. I was just reaching. Now, we're coming up on the break, but I want to set you up with this. I don't know if you guys have had to defend one of these yet, but I want to get the legal take. Let's say I'm at a shopping mall and I am obeying the law, and an active shooter introduces himself to the stage, and I deal with the active shooter. Very soon, even though I may be the one calling the police, and hopefully I'd be the one calling Texas Law Shield, but the police are going to be coming to a call of active shooter. So I would just like to get what you guys think I should do as somebody that may have stopped an active shooter in a public place.
Oh, right now or after the break?
Well, we can start on it now, because I'm pretty sure this isn't going to be a 30-second answer.
Have you already stopped the active shooter, or is he still out running around?
I've already stopped the active shooter. The only one that shot somebody and is dead at this point is me. I'm the one that shot the dead guy.
Yes. Well, of course, if everything's safe, you'd want to go ahead and reholster your weapon so that you don't actually have it in your hand wherever the police see you.
Right.
Also, you may call 911 yourself just to inform the dispatch that who you are and that you are one of the good guys by giving an identification of whatever type of clothing you're wearing or where exactly you may be in the mall. And, of course, when the police show up, they're still going to treat you as if you're one of the hostile parties. They're going to, get on your knees, where's the weapon, et cetera, et cetera. So that hopefully will be all sorted out very quickly. But He said the police are very, whenever it comes to somebody with a firearm, they definitely want to, they always take a fairly aggressive stance to make sure that they know for sure that whoever's the good guy and whoever's the bad guy, and that whoever's got a weapon that they are disarmed.
Well, okay, now we're actually butting up against the break because I have a few other qualifying questions to add to that. But, folks, if you're out there and you're in the states I mentioned, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, and you use promo code BILLRADIO1, you're going to get a discount on already what is a ridiculously low price to cover yourself in the defensive handgun use. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour from Texas Law Shield, Michelle Byington, the most dangerous female attorney on the planet since she bought a full-size gun. And already the most dangerous male attorney on the planet, Edwin Walker. Guys, we got a call from David in Texas. Yes, sir.
Bill, good morning.
Can you turn him up a little bit, Magnum? Turn everybody up if you can. Go ahead, David.
Oh, okay. I had a real quick question for Edwin and Michelle. It's kind of a two-part question. The first part is, I was wondering if you were pulled over by a peace officer or a law enforcement, and you were carrying concealed and you stepped outside your vehicle, and you were caught with carrying concealed without a concealed handgun license. That's my first part. The second part is the sheriff.
Can we do question one first? Because I'll forget your first question. Now your first question, let me just clarify to make sure I've got it right. So you are pulled over by a police officer, you have a gun on you, and you step out of the vehicle without your concealed handgun license, is that correct?
Correct.
Or do you possess one?
Or you don't have a license at all.
Okay.
You do not have a license at all. That is correct.
Okay. Well, you're only allowed to have a gun while directly in route or around your vehicle. So I guess technically you could say that you're that. But in that case, you know, Texas law allows you to keep a gun in your car even without a license. And so what we'd suggest is do not step out of the car with it. You just simply slide it under the seat, put it in the seat, put a blanket, a coat over it, a towel, whatever, just so it's concealed. But there, you're just, that's the sort of situation which is totally avoidable. If you don't have a license, don't get caught with the gun on you unless you're on a piece of property that you control or inside your motor vehicle.
Can you have it on you in the vehicle?
Yes, you can have it on you in the vehicle, but you can't have it on you outside of the vehicle unless you're heading directly en route back to some place you're allowed to have it, such as your home or your business.
Okay, my question is in regards to the Sheriff Finch in Florida, when he wanted
to... You're talking about the guy who had that got suspended because... Somebody he knew wasn't a criminal got caught with a concealed gun?
Correct. One of his deputies pulled him over, took him into jail, and filed charges on him, and Sheriff Finch released him because he believed in the Second Amendment, and Sheriff Finch got suspended. Hello?
We're still listening.
Okay. Sheriff Finch got fired. For that, and he
no, he got support. Suspended. Then he got reinstated.
Then reinstated, correct.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was curious about is in Texas, if I did get pulled over and I had a concealed handgun and I got out of the vehicle and they searched me, what kind of repercussions are there on me personally? Because I was wondering about Sheriff Finch and the gentleman that he released. I was wondering what, am I making any sense?
So, are you wanting to know what charges could be brought against you if you stepped out of your vehicle with your concealed firearm?
Correct.
Oh, there's several of those. Unlawful carry of a weapon is one. Probably what you would get, that's probably the most common charge that we see, because it's very, very easy to prove. Basically, to avoid that is to just make sure that your firearm stays in your car concealed. And, of course, as a practical matter, you may just want to tell the police officer that you've got a gun in the car. You don't have a CHL, but you know you can have a gun in the car because it's an extension of your castle.
Yeah, this is a situation that is 100% avoidable. Nobody should ever find themselves in this position. If you do not have a license, if you do not have a CHL here in Texas, you're allowed to have it on property you own or inside of your car or directly en route to your car in between one of those places. So if you're if you don't have a license, you're carrying a handgun around in your car, you're not allowed to take it out, you know, when you go into the Walmart, you're not allowed to take it out whenever you're getting gas, anything like that. You're really trotting on a gray area, and it's just simply, you know, it is just simply a something that's 100% avoidable. If you're somewhere other than your home or your business, leave the gun in the car anytime you exit the vehicle.
Okay. Now, going a step further, if I was in Walmart and had one without a concealed carry, what are the repercussions? I mean, I'm trying to look at the whole...
Right. Oh, you would definitely... you would definitely be arrested for unlawful carrying a weapon.
Okay. And what?
I mean, that
would come after that?
You would be charged with a crime. You would go to jail. You would have to post bond to get out of jail, and then you would be given a court date to show up to start the criminal process. It sounds like you ought to get your Texas DHL is what it sounds like.
And, and the charge of unlawful carrying a weapon is a Class A misdemeanor with up to a year in jail as punishment.
Okay.
I know, David, you probably think the Second Amendment should be your concealed carry permit, right? I agree with you if you do. There's nothing wrong with thinking that. But I have one, too, and I to a degree, I think, in my mind, I think, well, I should never have gotten one if I believe what I believe. But at the same time, if I carry a gun and I shoot somebody with it in self-defense, I'm already going to have a whole world of hurt coming down on me, even if it works out every way I want it to be. And that's just one thing I'm just not going to put up with. You know, there's a mechanism in place. I'm fighting a fight here in my home state right now about this, but in the meantime, I'm working with what I got.
Right. Now, I was just having conversations with other people, and they were asking me, you know, well, what would happen to you if you did get caught and you didn't have a license? And I was kind of scratching my head, just wondering, you know, what would? That's why I called. Worried about that.
I know people. I know prominent people. They carry a gun everywhere they go and have never had a permit. And they're really good at hiding that gun. And but at the same time, you know, this whole concealed open carry thing has gotten sort of convoluted. And if you want to carry a gun in Texas, I mean, how hard is it to get a concealed handgun license in Texas?
It's not difficult at all. It just takes about 6 hours of your Saturday. Go sit through the class, take the shooting efficiency course, accuracy course, send in your paperwork, send in the fee, and then you sit back and wait about 6 to 8 weeks, hopefully, and you get your license.
So, see, David, after you go through all that, those Jim Crow provisions, after you've complied with all of that stuff there and gotten all that permission given to you for your inalienable right, then you can carry a gun into Walmart. If somebody sees it, you can look at them and say, "Bite my glutamus maximus. Here's my card."
Well, hopefully nobody
permission.
Will see it.
There it is.
Well, hopefully nobody will see it because that could be a can of worms in and of itself.
Yeah, true.
Unlawful brandishing.
I will just keep it in my car.
Yes. And make sure it's concealed. All right.
Thank you.
Sure enough.
Thanks for the call, David. Stay safe. Do you have people? Do you have members that don't have concealed handgun licenses that get caught with that stuff?
It's very out of the ordinary that we have a non-concealed handgun license holder get caught in a public place with their firearm. We are so big on education that
I should never have asked you that question because of music playing.
We'll
get back to that, and then we'll get back to the active shooter thing when we get back, guys. Hang on. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenbach has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenbach and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellnd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellnd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Gut grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. Once again on a Monday, I am joined by Michelle and Edwin from Texas Law Shield. If you live in the states that I mentioned, and I'll mention them again, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, if you're carrying a gun for self-defense and you leave your house with it and you're not a member of Texas Law Shield, I got to question your sanity. You only got to give up 2 lattes a month, and if you use Bill Radio 1, well, you got to give up fewer lattes, maybe 1 3/4. I'm not sure how that works out. But just now I was asking you guys a question about if you have members. How many people get in trouble with the law regarding carrying a gun or using a gun in self-defense and then you'll want to join Texas Law Shield?
Oh, they want to join after the fact?
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah, we have several people because, you know, people get in trouble and then they start Googling, you know, firearms, crimes, lawyers. And, of course, you know, it comes up in the search. And so, yeah, we've had our fair share of people who call and want to join after the fact.
And typically you'll let them join, but you're not going to represent them in that case, right?
Oh, yeah, everybody's free to join. It's just that, you know, it's clearly
some people
the
look
good
at that, some people look at that as an $11 retainer is what they're looking at, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. When Texas Law Shield gets to South Carolina, folks, if they get here on a Sunday, I'll be signing up for them because I'm not in any trouble. I'm not pending in any trouble. I'm not looking for any trouble, but sometimes trouble has a way of finding you. And if I haven't gone to jail yet by the time they get here, I'm certainly not going to go after they get here.
And just to be sure your audience knows, Texas Law Shield is open to any firearms owner, whether you have a license or not. Having a license is not a prerequisite to being a member of Texas Law Shield or U.S. Law Shield.
And now the plan I'm going to get is, the plan I espouse at the price point I espouse is not actually the plan I'm going to get, because you offer plans that will even cover minor children in the house should they pick up the gun and have to defend themselves when I'm not here. Right?
That is correct. There have been several stories out in the news here recently that, you know, you've had a 16-year-old at home and an intruder comes in and the 16-year-old used the firearm to defend themselves in the home. That is something we absolutely would cover if somebody had the minor program tacked on to their membership.
You know, just the other day I was talking about some story where a woman who knew a man, the man was beating her up and trying to abduct her, and somehow or other some 15-year-old shows up, not connected to either one of them, and shot and killed the man. And I haven't heard anything else about that. I'm hoping that he's not cooling his heels in jail because he did something somewhat heroic. But that happens, doesn't it?
Oh, unfortunately, yes. Any time that you discharge your firearm, you run that risk of being looked at as the bad guy. And that's why we always advise our members to call 911 to let them know that somebody was the victim of a crime, get somebody out here, get law enforcement out here to help, get an ambulance out, and identify yourself as the good guy to try to mitigate any sort of police presumptions that you're the bad guy.
See, the whole beauty of being a member of Texas Law Shield is once you have called the police, if you're involved in a shooting, and you call them, you have the attorney-client privilege, and, you know, you might spend a few hours in jail, but that's a whole lot better than a few days trying to find some lawyer that'll take your case, which is what most of these other services are, just lists of lawyers, aren't they?
Yeah, some of the research that we've done here out of the Houston office shows that they don't have relationships with the attorneys in other states. It's just a list of attorneys that they know nothing about. So we try to make sure that we have an attorney who is a staunch Second Amendment advocate for you. They go through a heavy vetting process before they are allowed to be a U.S. Law Shield program attorney.
Understood. Now, back to the question about people that do you have members? I'd asked you this, and you said not so much, but, I mean, I guess in a way it's sort of a hazard. You guys, I mean, do you consider this that when somebody joins Texas Law Shield, but they may not have the permit wherever they're living, that they may just decide, well, you know what, I've got Texas Law Shield backing me up. The Second Amendment, of course, is my permit. Let me go out and about. When they eventually get caught, have you ever had to face that before?
Not as often as you would think, but I think that's because we hound into people's brains that in order for you to be covered by Texas or U.S. Law Shield, you have to be in lawful possession of the weapon. Therefore, if you do not have a concealed handgun license or permit, you cannot go to the Walmart with your firearm. That means that you are not in legal possession. So part of our terms are that you legally possess that firearm in order for you to be covered, because we definitely do not advocate breaking the law here.
But you... One of these days you'll answer that question, yes, because there will be somebody, and I don't disagree with them, that the Second Amendment should be their permit, but...
I'm with you. We're with you on that.
Until things change, however, we gotta follow the rules too. I mean, there's certain states you can live in where you don't have to have a permit, and you can carry a gun, you know, woven into your hair if you want to.
Absolutely.
And you can go live in those states and just weave that on in there and just make it a fashion statement if you want to. And nobody's going to bother you, but most states in the United States today are not those kind of states. So this is what we live in. Now back to the, and we got about 3 minutes for the next break, but back to the active shooter scenario. Now, is the active, if one of your clients conceivably stops an active shooter, is this going to be more hullabaloo than if he stops somebody trying to mug himself? Is it, I mean, just because of the police presence when they're coming in all jacked up and all tooled up and everything to take on the active shooter?
Yeah, I think because, number one, if you're in a heavy populated public place, law enforcement or whoever is going to come in guns blazing a little bit more excited than something that would happen to only an individual. But yeah, if somebody finds themselves in an active shooter situation where they make the choice to use deadly force against the active shooter to save a mall full of people or whatever, there's really three things someone needs to remember. Number one, once the threat is no longer a threat, holster your weapon. Make sure it is not in your hands when the police show up. Number two, call 911 and let them know that, you know, you've got a situation here at Post Oak Mall, and you need help out there, and give any sort of identifying factors. I'm in a red shirt with jeans with a blue hat. That way they can identify you as the good guy. And then finally, make sure when the police come in to show your hands, because that's what police officers look for. Make sure there's no gun in your hand, but show your hands to show that you are not a threatening figure to law enforcement.
I was going to say get on my knees and interlace my fingers behind the back of my head.
Also a good plan.
You think that works?
Don't make any
furtive movements. Don't make any movements that can be misconstrued as going for a weapon, even if it's just getting your cane out of the back of your pickup truck.
Right, I just talked about that just a minute ago. So, so I should sort of go Eddie Murphy in Trading Places when he's staring down all the barrels of the guns and looking up at the police going, "Is there a problem, officers?"
Yes.
Why, hello. Glad you're finally here. I've already done the dirty work for you. Hey, this floor tastes awfully bad. That knee in the back of my neck feels awfully harsh.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know how that's going to go. You guys probably see cases where sometimes they get thrown to the ground like they're Lee Harvey Oswald, and other times where they get patted on the back, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It really just depends on who's responding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what status the situation is in. You know, obviously, if the 911 call goes, look, I was attacked at the gas station, you know, if they don't perceive that there's a current threat and that they are responding to a report of a crime, then they will be less aggressive than if they're responding to a threat that's a situation that's a crime in progress.
Coming up on the last break, guys, when we get back, let's talk about women. Because, well, you know, music's rolling. I'll qualify all of that when we get back. Folks, last time this hour, I give it back to RBN. When we get back, more Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go into the next hour. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, talking to Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield. With women becoming the fastest growing segment of defensive gun carriers, have you guys tracked that to see how many female members you have or how many females have signed up with their husbands or...
We haven't tracked the demographic of our membership, but just as a practical matter, we do have a spouse program. So there's obviously a need to make sure that both spouses were covered because women are carrying more and they are more aware of, you know, getting trained by a gun and using a gun as, you know, Edwin always calls it the great equalizer, because obviously we girls are much smaller than you boys, so that allows us to defend ourselves, and a lot of women are catching on to that and also joining up with the program. But on a practical side, just the phone calls that we get every day, I would have to say it's a pretty even split that we talk to as many women a day giving advice as we do men.
Have you had to go to court?
And at our educational, at the Texas Law Shield educational seminars and workshops, it's pretty much a, it's very equal divide between men and women.
Have you had to go anywhere in court yet with somebody, with a female that's had to defend herself?
We've certainly had emergency calls from females, but I do not believe any females have actually turned into to cases. We've had emergency calls where females have used their firearms. Most of those have been resolved without the filing of charges against the member. And you know, we've had some other unusual situations with female members, but so far all the criminal cases have involved our male members.
When, if, and this is purely your opinion here, if the police ride up on a female who's successfully defended herself and maybe even shot somebody doing it, are they typically going to be a little easier on them?
I hope so, for my sake.
Well, I'm not sure. There's a very, very interesting case that's winding its way through the Harris County Court right now. It's a case we are not involved in, but it did involve an alleged self-defense shooting where it was a female who shot a male that they were involved after they were involved in a traffic collision, a very minor traffic collision with each other. And they initially investigated as a justified self-defense shooting. However, 6 months later, the grand jury indicted her for murder. So that is a case where a female, you know, female defended herself. Supposedly, grand jury looked at all the evidence, said, nope, we believe she committed murder, and that case is going to be tried in Harris County. And so it'll be very interesting to see how that turns out.
If I'm a Texas Law Shield member and some kid comes diddy-bopping up on me, and he wants to play the knockout game, or he likes my Casio watch, or whatever he's looking at, whatever reason he's coming up to me, does it behoove me to let him tag me a couple of good shots before I, you know, go to town?
No. Why would you allow that, Bill?
Well,
no,
I wouldn't, but, you know, I'm just trying, you know.
I understand. I'm just playing. In many states, even the attempt of a commission of a crime allows you to use a justification defense. So that means you don't have to wait on the perpetrator to tag you a couple times. Even if you see the attempt and it's coming and it's about to happen, you may take action to defend yourself or another person. You don't have to wait on them to hit you.
Well, the reason I ask that, I mean, we're talking about women. Did this woman in this that has been indicted by this grand jury now? A female, your typical female, your typical non-MMA fighter female, if somebody closes a space between them and gets a hold of them, they're in a position that they really don't want to be in. And I would think it would behoove a female that's going to practice self-defense with a gun to try to get it out before they get to that point. And I'm just wondering did this female in this traffic altercation, she walk up beside a guy, knock on his window, and shoot him in the car? I mean, what?
No, she was in her car, and he was outside of her car. Now, what he was exactly doing outside of her car, that's going to be the issue. She claims that he was aggressively trying to bust in the car to get at her. The witnesses and other, you know, apparently the other side of the story is that he was just going up to her car to get insurance information. the differences, the physical differences between men and women, I think that definitely goes to the issue of reasonableness, what force was reasonable under the circumstances, and that's why Texas has got a specific provision of the self-defense law that says that the production of a weapon if it's used to cause apprehension in the other person, is the use of force, not deadly force. So
okay,
if somebody's attempting to use unlawful force against you,
right,
you can produce a weapon, but yet then you have to justify the use of deadly force in the event that you actually use the weapon.
So basically, you can pull the gun to try to get them to just break off the attack and run away.
That is correct.
Okay. I don't know how it is in my state. I'm waiting for you guys to get here so you can tell me.
Yeah,
I'm waiting
yeah.
on that. I walk the tightrope every day. I suppose as time goes on that you will have more and more. Well, like in Texas right now, you just had the Armed Citizen Project in Houston. Did any of those people in that Houston neighborhood, did they join you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. The Texas lawsuit will not have that specific data.
Okay. I need to find the guy that runs that. Because they've gone out and armed a bunch of people that, you know, they went from 0 to 60 in their training curve real quick, but they're armed now. Probably would be a good idea to have a Texas Law Shield on their side. How close are we to getting in Georgia now?
Pretty quick.
Pretty quick, yeah?
Pretty quick, yeah. We are finalizing all of our materials to make sure that everything is perfect before we enter that state, and it'll be coming down pretty soon.
See, I don't know where SC falls in the stick. So now you guys have got me considering, Atlanta's pretty nice.
Yeah. And you just live a few miles from the Georgia border anyway, don't you, Bill?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
And I do the show from my house. It's not like I'd even have to commute to come back here.
There you go.
Nice. There you go. Anyway, you can find them at Texas Law Shield. You can search Texas Law Shield or U.S. Law Shield. There are a lot of posers coming out, a lot of pretenders. They'll tell you, join us for 7 times the monthly fee with Texas Law Shield, and we're going to cover you. They're not going to tell you how. You're not going to have that phone call attorney-client privilege set up at the point of the action occurring. And if you're in Colorado, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Oklahoma, if you're in Florida or Texas, and you're listening to me and you're not a member yet, use Bill Radio 1. What do they get for that? What's the bonus for using that?
You get basically 2 free months. So you get a 14-month membership for the price of 12.
It's a $22 off coupon.
Correct.
For more time. I just have envy. For long, though, hopefully you'll be in enough states where I can't name them all.
Hopefully that is true.
I can just name the states you're not in.
Yes.
If you're in Louisiana, California, New York State, Connecticut State, or Maryland, well, I'm sorry. That's the way it'll go. Guys, I appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. You guys stay safe.
Thank you.
We're going to go into the third hour. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.